Phil will start by introducing some historical stories from this week's evening news.
Yes, our first four stories all have a historical theme. A Norwich filmmaker is going to shine a light on the Land Girls, a little-known piece of Norfolk's wartime history. A remarkable Norfolk gold coin hoard is going on show at Norwich Castle Museum, which has also just acquired new artwork by an Essex-based artist. And there'll be a special event to honour Edith Cavell in October. Elaine will open up with a Land Girls story, which inspired evening newsreaders to write in, as we will hear shortly.
A Norwich film director is shining a light on a little-known piece of wartime history by exploring the role played by Land Girls during the Second World War in her latest project. Rekha Garten, who achieved success with the short film The Herring Girls, has announced her new next project, Ashfields, which will be shot in Norfolk using an entirely local cast and crew. The 20-minute short follows the lives of three members of the Women's Land Army, the WLA. More than 80,000 women, known as Land Girls, worked on farms across the country, taking on demanding tasks like ploughing, milking, harvesting, and tractor driving, often with no experience and little training. In Norfolk, the WLA played a vital role. Land Girls were sent from cities to work on the county's farms, particularly in sugar beet, cereal production, and working as lumberjills in Thetford Forest.
They lay buried beneath the earth in a Norfolk field for 1,400 years before the beep of a metal detector led to their discovery. What emerged was the largest collection of 7th century gold coins ever found in Britain, a find of international significance, dubbed the West Norfolk Hoard. The public can now see this remarkable medieval treasure for the first time after Norwich Castle Museum received more than £300,000 to acquire it. The hoard, uncovered in batches between 2014 and 2020 at an undisclosed location near King's Lynn, contains 129 gold coins. It appears to have been buried in about 610 AD. Based on the date of the latest coins, the hoard, declared treasure by a coroner in 2021, has gone on show at the newly reopened Anglo-Saxon and Viking Gallery at Norwich Castle. Most of the coins were unearthed by a metal detectorist, who reported his finds to the correct authorities as the law requires, but 10 were found by another detectorist who sold them on the black market for £15,000, but was later caught and jailed for 16 months in 2017.
Norwich Castle Museum has acquired a new artwork by Essex-based artist Daniel and Clara. The piece, titled A Sudden Downpour, is part of the Lost Estate series commissioned by the museum in 2023. The purchase was made possible with funding from the V&A and the Norfolk Contemporary Art Society. The large-scale photographic work is one of six pieces from the series.
The story of Edith Cavell has been heard countless times over the years, but it's an inspirational one that bears repeating. The Norfolk nurse was hailed with saving people from both sides during the First World War, helping more than 200 Allied soldiers escape Belgium. Now a weekend event is set to honour the heroine. The Edith Cavell 110 event will take place at Norwich Cathedral on October the 11th and 12th to mark the 110th anniversary of her execution on October the 12th, 1915. The free event is open to all and will see experts from Europe and America gather to share their reflections and new insights on the life and legacy of Edith. During the weekend, all are welcome to attend the graveside commemoration besides Edith's grave on October the 11th at 11 a.m. In the afternoon, a symposium entitled New Insights into Edith Cavell's Life and Legacy will see experts share reflections from their ongoing research. For more details and to see the full Edith Cavell 110 programme, visit the Norwich Cathedral website.